It's now a great pleasure to welcome up from Austin, Rick Horniak. He's playing along with Paul Amont. We'll get to know both of them throughout the hour, but we'll take a listen first. Here's Rick Horniak.
You keep on telling me which way to go, but you don't have my interest at heart. Don't tell me what clothes to wear or how to drive my car. I don't need any of that at all. I don't need happy here, just leave me be. I've got it all right in front of me. I've got everything I need. Keep on showing me how to live my life, and I'll turn around and run away. You can hang me out to dry. I don't care, I don't need all the hats you would have me wear. Showing me what I can't see. I'm happy here, just leave me be. I've got it all right in front of me. I've got everything I need. You don't come round anymore. Where you've been, I'm not sure, and I don't care. Why is it so hard for you to see that I've got it all right in front of me? Keep on telling me who I should be, but your glow doesn't seem so warm to me. Tell me how I should feel doesn't mean a thing. I don't want all the advice you would leave on me. Have me where you want me to be. Happy here, why can't you see? Have my whole life right in front of me. I have everything I need.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's Rick Horniak, and what's the name of that song?
Oh, it's called Right in Front of Me.
A good song, and is that on a CD?
It's on the new CD, Marigold, yes.
I had a feeling that might be the case. Now, this is the voice of Rick, and he was accompanied by Paul Amont. Before we get to Rick real quick, Paul, are you local, or are you traveling along with?
Yeah, I'm traveling with Rick. I'm from Austin, been there most of my life, and met Rick about 4 years ago, 3 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, you guys
got a long history.
Yeah, you guys play really well together, and you had some really nice picking in that song you opened up with. Rick, I didn't realize you were from Pennsylvania until I started to poke around your website a little bit. The story that you included there is great. I don't know if you want to get into that too much. But so you did what a lot of people fantasize about, right? Basically pressed reset on your life.
Getting close to 30 years old and working in a steel mill about an hour south of here where I grew up. And I really didn't like the job, but I kind of got stuck in the whole routine and, you know, house and a couple cars. And I felt kind of tied to the situation. And I actually quit my job at the steel mill on my 27th birthday.
What were you doing at the mill?
I was electrical. I would test. Have you ever heard of Reznor heaters?
Mm-hmm.
I worked at their factory and I would wire and test them.
Okay.
So
union job, probably mm-hmm. making pretty good money.
Yeah.
A real community, steel workers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most jobs, but I mean, particularly having been in a number of steel mills, I mean, it's a small, tight community. You're 27 and it's your birthday.
Yeah. I didn't plan on quitting when I went in that day, but I think it was one of those things where I was like, I can't believe I'm in here working on my birthday. And I was just, and I had just that year kind of started to get the band out, and then, you know, there was a lot of overtime at that place, and I was starting to watch the band dwindle and the job kind of take back over again, and you might say it was a midlife crisis, and maybe a bit of an impulse move, but, you know, 10 years later, no regrets. So.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I think you just know,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, you kind of know. What was the reaction among your friends and family when you did that? Do you remember?
My friends and even some of my coworkers were very supportive, and my dad particularly didn't take too well to it right at first.
Was he a steel worker also?
No, he was a construction worker, mm-hmm. but he felt I was throwing everything away that I worked for, but he's kind of come full circle, and now he's super proud of me, but it took a little while for him to take to the idea, I guess, that I was chasing after my dreams.
So did you shoot to Austin, like, right after that? Did you head down?
Yeah, it was just a few months. I put my house up for sale on the market, and I think it sold maybe in October, and I was in Austin on December 6th. So I'd celebrate my Austin birthday down there whenever I arrive, too.
Well, you mentioned, if you go to the website, which is just rickhornyak.com, H-O-R-N, like the horn, Y-A-K, like the yak.
The yak.
That's all there
take
is
the
to
yak
it.
By the horns.
Yeah, take the yak by the horns. Last week, our performer's last name was Deny Kiss, and it's D-E-N-I-K-A-S, and I'll never forget how to say, you know, it's not Denakis, it's not Denakis, because he said, just think of it, Deny Kiss. Mm-hmm. It's perfect, Deny Kiss. But you actually got rid of not just your house, but pretty much all your belongings and headed down there.
Yeah, it all fit in a minivan.
What a great, I think a lot of people today in this world full of possessions, we think about that a lot. And that's a heck of a place to go to, because I would imagine 10 years ago and even still, there's a lot of guys kind of wired the way you were probably wired hanging out down there, right?
Yeah.
Musicians and people that are looking not necessarily for fame, but for a right livelihood, making music and interacting with folks. So did you find yourself, was it easy to adapt to?
I felt that things really kind of, a lot of things worked out in my favor. Like, my first roommate was a musician too, and the house was dog friendly. And, you know, so I met some people through that house. It was kind of a very community-based house, lots of people stopping over all the time. He was in a band too. There was just a lot of things that just sort of fell into place without me really trying that hard, I guess, you know.
It sure happens sometimes. I think for all of the people that plan every iota of their lives,
mm-hmm.
Works sometimes, but sometimes, you know, the best laid plans go awry. And then, of course, when you go to Austin, you know, you're suddenly the guy from somewhere else. So there's an initial real, you know, shiny new penny kind of feeling, right? Hey, there's this guy from Pennsylvania.
A couple of my friends called me Rural Rick when I first got there, because I didn't know how to pronounce any of the Mexican items on the menus. Or I asked where the Mac machines were, and they were like, what? You mean an ATM? Okay. I had to relearn some of my language, I guess.
I still do that every now and then. And even in Western Pennsylvania, I don't think anybody calls them Mac machines anymore. But if you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of Austin, Texas, is Rick Horniak, and Paul Lamond is with him. He's got a number of gigs in and around southwestern Pennsylvania coming up. We'll go over some of those after the next song. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do a song. This one's called Cigarettes. I'm almost 3 years now as a non-smoker, so this was my little way of saying goodbye to an old friend. Won't take you to Cincinnati. Won't take you down to Omaha. I'm tired of you being right here with me. I never said that you could come along. Won't take you down to Tallahassee. Won't take you to Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm tired of you being right here with me. I never said that you could ride for free. I'm a man on a mountainside, holding on for dear life. I wish someone would come along and just save me. I know I have to do it on my own. Take you out to California. Can't take you to Oregon. I'm tired of you being right here by my side. Never asked you to come along. I'm a man on a mountainside, holding on for dear life. Why wish someone would come along and just save me? I know I have to do it on my own. Cigarettes, you give my life no meaning. You take away a little more every day. And I'm tired of you being here when I wake up. I never said that you could come along. I'm a man on a mountainside, holding on for dear life. Well, I wish someone would come along and just save me. I know I have to do it on my own.
Rick Horniak and Paul Lamond, that's a nice sound. You guys really have a very original sound. I mean, you don't sound like anybody else I've ever heard. Really.
Well, thank you. That's a very good compliment.
I mean, it's fun to listen to the two of you play together. And you play together really well. You can tell you guys have played together.
They thought we were brothers at a gig a few weeks ago.
I could see that.
Are you guys brothers?
I could see that. A couple beards, a little blonde, longish blonde hair on you both. One more than the other. Paul, you're originally from Austin?
Yeah.
So you're of Texas?
Yeah, I've lived there since I was 2 years
wow.
old.
Wow. And how did you end up being a professional musician?
It was the last resort. Now, I went to college for a while and figured I didn't want to do that. And I'd been playing guitar, so I just decided to try my hand in that. Everybody else was doing it in Austin, so I took to it pretty quick and just been living on the poor side of life ever since then.
Austin really is known for its crop of guitar players, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Stevie Ray Vaughan is from there, and many others that we were just actually talking about in the office before we came in, like Cindy Cashdollar lives there, who's played with Bob Dylan on his Time Out of Mind record, and David Grissom, who's played with John Mellencamp, and many others that we probably just can't think of. And
Carolyn Wonderland. Gosh, she just played one of Levon Helm's Ramble things recently.
Levon Helm from the band. Mm-hmm. He does like private concerts up at his ranch in Woodstock, New York.
Yeah,
like
he
once
just,
a month or something.
He released a solo album fairly recently, I think, within the last year or two. Of course, sometimes fairly recent for me is 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I have to,
like when I moved to Austin.
Yeah.
Fairly recently.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that long. I can't mm-hmm. seem that long ago. Tell me about your writing. And how did these, do you have a process, or how do these songs typically get born?
I normally will start out with just a rhythm progression on the guitar. And it helps when I have a little solitude and no one can hear me, and I can just really experiment with vocal melodies. And it really usually just starts with one or two lines that feel good to me, and then I just kind of keep pushing. And some songs you really labor over, and you just, like, there's some that I'm writing, I guess, for my next CD that, I've just been kind of picking with them for months now, and then there's some that, one that we'll play here for you a little bit later in the show that I literally wrote in, like, 3 or 4 hours one night, just kind of came out of thin air,
Is the guitar your muse, though? Will you often noodle around, and then the concept or idea for a song comes second, or?
Usually at the same time. I usually have the guitar in my hand, and then I sort of experiment with the vocals on top of that.
See, that's interesting, because I know a lot of folks who are much more, like a poet that eventually, mm-hmm. Writes something and then comes up with the music to it.
Right.
There's no standard way of doing it. It's just always interesting.
It may be because I started out a guitar player. I used to be like more of an electric guitar player when I was a kid and a young teen, 18, 19 years old, and I switched to the acoustic, and then I started singing, around 19 or 20, and then started writing a few of my own songs. So it's kind of a slow process that I didn't even plan on. I always wanted to be a lead guitar player, not a singer, but it just kind of came the way it did, I guess.
You just heard the voice of Rick Horniak, and Paul Amond is here too. Our thanks especially to Phil Leach for making this happen.
Yeah, very good friend of the band over there.
Phil's from Mercer. Operates Phil's Woodshed. Phil, that mic works if you want to say anything, although I'm not going to twist your arm either. Phil's going to be quiet. I just wanted to be sure you knew that it's there. And
He's a little bit on the shy side.
The same is true for Rick. Rick has his posse. Hey, the one groupie, there she is.
My wife.
Your wife.
The last groupie.
Yeah. I like it.
She's also my manager, so we multifaceted relationship.
Oh, my. That's like it. How long have you been married?
2 years. Okay. We've been together for 7.
That's a tough question.
Well, we just think of it as when we first got together.
Yeah. I always have to think about the answer to that. Rick is, tonight you're going to be at Luann's in Industry, Pennsylvania. At Beaver County, 9:30 tonight. And then, you've got a lot going on. Tomorrow at the OK Corral in Stoneboro, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, Monday at Tully's in Sharon.
And that's the Quaker Steak and Lube in Sharon, the original. Oh. They have like three different little separate buildings. So Tully's is like the Irish pub where they play.
I'm glad you mentioned that. So that's right in Sharon, Pennsylvania. You could go and get shoes at that big shoe store.
Yeah, at Ryers. Yeah.
And then you could get some wings, and then you could finish up at Tully's.
Yeah.
It's a trifecta.
And then take the day off on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. And then the Sidebar and Grill in Mercer on Thursday. You're going to be a hard-working couple of guys here. And then on Friday at the Locust Grove in Jefferson, Pennsylvania. Then Saturday, a week from today, at the Moose in Greenville. And then it's back down to Texas for you guys for a bunch of gigs. You can simply go to rickhorniak.com and click on upcoming shows, which mm-hmm. is what I did. But as you're listening and driving right now, bear in mind that in not too far north, western Pennsylvania, you've got a lot of opportunities to see these guys live coming up, and I hope you'll consider doing that. It would be good to support local music and make this former Pennsylvanian happy to be back in the Keystone State. Gosh, was that trite sounding.
But. We are already just with the beautiful weather compared to our triple-digit, no-rain Texas heat that we've been having all summer.
It's 11:33. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Independent Public Radio. What do you guys want to do next?
Actually, you were... when we were talking about the story of not having a plan and everything, we actually have a song about that. This one's called See This Through, about living without the plan.
Once again, Rick Horniak and Paul Lamont.
Should have known how to run away when you took my hand. Truth be told, it happened awful quick. It's the way you understand me. I've been searching and asking why. No one seems to care. It's easy to see how they all could be completely unaware. I'm leaving without a plan. Takes care of everything. Getting clearer from where I stand. Don't throw it all away, 'cause we can leave today. No one's gonna stop us, 'cause what do we have to lose if we see this through? It's time for me to take a trip one more time around. Almost up, it doesn't make a sound. I'm halfway to the end of this world. I'm going there with you. No sense in me planning now. I've nothing else to do. I'm leaving without a plan. Takes care of everything. Getting clearer from where I stand. Don't throw it all away, 'cause we can leave today. No one's gonna stop us, 'cause what do we have to lose if we see this through? Thank you.
time is almost here. It's everything to one. Getting started is half the fear. A race to be won. We won't be standing, just telling all the world about how we got away just because we were bored. I'm leaving without a plan. Takes care of everything. Getting clearer from where I stand. Don't throw it all away, 'cause we can leave today. No one's gonna stop us, 'cause what do we have to lose if we see this through?
Rick Horniak at the Saturday Light Brigade. Gosh, you guys sound good. And every song you've heard this morning is on Marigold. They know others, but I think they're playing songs from Marigold.
Promoting the new CD.
But it's available at rickhorniak.com. You can download it or you can purchase it. And I'm actually really happy to know that those songs are available because they're all good songs. All
right. Thank you so much. And we did want to say that if for the folks that are downloaders, you can get it at iTunes or Amazon right now. It's available. And then if they want the physical CD, they can order it, like you said, through the website, through a company called CD Baby, which is based out of Portland that supports independent music.
They're good. What CD Baby needs to do, you tell CD Baby. I wish CD Baby would have a distribution service to radio stations. It would be
like Oasis does.
Like Oasis, and please forgive the inside baseball right now for a minute, but Oasis, they take all of their artists that they record and they send them to radio stations. If I had enough time, I would play around with CD Baby every week, spend a few hours every week looking for guys like you so that I could get airplay for you. And it's not so easy to spend that amount of time doing it. I would love it. I may just have to call them and suggest that. Maybe they'll do that for me.
That's not a bad idea. And I know they actually partner with Oasis, so maybe they'll share ideas.
Even just a list of who when did this become what I think? I don't know why I'm talking about this, but just because these guys are nice and comfortable, good to be with. And
you're making a nice environment for us in here. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm curious. Do you guys busk at all, or did you at one time?
I never actually have, but I know
I did,
you have?
Yeah. Sure.
Down on 6th Street?
Sure, yeah.
I've never been to Austin. I sort of suspect there's a pretty lively scene in that regard there.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much. Well, there's a scene downtown that's pretty much, an entertainment scene, and you can't really busk there because every club has a band and they don't want somebody else playing out in front of the club. So you have to kind of move off the beaten path a little bit. But on UT campus and things like that, there's plenty of people with their guitar cases open.
And there's a guy I love named Guy Forsythe, and I met him once at a party, and he told me that he started out busking in Austin when he first got to town.
Yeah. Well, there's something, not that I think you should immediately go back and busk. Busking's hard. But there's something about the music you're playing and sort of your stances you're playing that I could see you really livening up a scene like that, or a festival, which I'm sure you've done plenty of folk festivals and music festivals. It's the same kind of atmosphere playing outside. Mm-hmm. And the songs you're playing just have this kind of, I don't know if an outdoorsy feeling is the right way to put it, but just there's an energy that really makes them sound good.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, Rick Horniak is here along with Paul Lamond. It's 18 before noon. We still got time for probably three more songs or so. What would you like to do next?
I was actually going to vary from our set list here because I realized we could do Homesick Blues, which is a song that's all about the leaving the steel mills. And it's basically when I would get homesick down in Austin and sort of miss being here at home. So that's kind of where this song came from.
Well, here's a good one, especially to perk up your ears and tune into the lyrics on. Here's Rick Horniak.
Last song stuck in my head.
I know, me too.
Okay, one, okay. Two, three,
and... This old town should have burned down long time ago. Trains don't come around this old town anymore. This old man, well, he's a put down. You don't want to stay too long. If you do, you'll be singing that same old song. It's all just disappearing behind that gray cloud I used to call my mind. Cause lately I've got nothing else to lose. You keep running so careless and free, you'll end up right where you're supposed to be. I just wish you had a little more faith in me. This old mill should have closed down 20 years ago. The trains don't come around this old town anymore. When I think back, first I laugh, but then I tremble with fear. I remember feeling like there was no way out of here. Keep looking for what you cannot find. You have your fun and I'll have mine. Cause lately I've got everything to live for. You keep running so careless and free, you'll end up right where you're supposed to be. I just wish you had a little more faith in me. Old frown, turn it upside down. Don't ever let it go. You don't need who you used to be anymore. Just get in the car, don't look back. You stayed way too long. It's time for you to go out and sing a brand new song. It's all just disappearing behind that gray cloud I used to call my mind. Cause lately I've got nothing else to prove. You keep running so careless and free, you'll end up right where you're supposed to be. I just wish you had a little more faith in me.
Rick Horniak and Paul Amon. That's a great song. Paul, I need to learn more about how you learned how to play the guitar so well. Not that Rick doesn't, too.
But, I leave all the guitar playing to him.
That's not true. You do have a solo in one of our songs.
I do, yeah.
There's a secret solo somewhere in the set. If you come out to the shows.
Okay, Industry PA tonight. Try to remember the name of the place.
Luann's.
Thank you, Luann's. In industry, and you can look for the secret solo. It's like you've heard of Where's Waldo.
That's right.
Is Where's Solo, and you can look for that. Are you self taught or?
Yeah, for the most part, I tried to go to school to learn jazz guitar, and that didn't last very long because it was school.
My brother did the same thing. My brother's a professional guitar player, and he actually after a long time of playing guitar on his own, decided to go to Berklee School of Music. Mm-hmm. And he did not like that very much.
That's a challenge. Yeah. And competitive.
Yeah.
I've always found that I just learned better from friends and people that I looked up to and going to watch people play and studying DVDs of people playing and things like that and just kind of picking up things and then
being influenced by other artists.
And playing, frankly, with a lot of singer-songwriters that are very varied in their style, so you have to sort of, I've got to play country today. What the heck am I going to do?
Well, it's really fun to listen to you, underscore Rick as he's playing, because a lot of it is the notes you are not playing, and a lot of it is, of course, the notes you are, but you're really punctuating is probably the verb I would use his songs. Are you... I suspect you're improvising a bit too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not.
For the most part, there are certain tag lines that are on the CD, that we want to, kind of hook lines or whatever, and then solos are mostly whatever comes off the top of my head.
Now, do you play on your own or write yourself much?
Mm-hmm. He's got a couple of his own records as well.
I do my own thing, since it doesn't pay, I go ahead and play for everybody else in the world.
You go to the big lucrative job.
That's
of
right.
Backing up Rick Horniak. Which...
There you go. It's lucrative in so many ways.
We have a great time.
We do.
You know, I'm saying that with my tongue very much in my cheek. I don't mean that.
I do meet people, they're like, "Oh, I just wish I could be doing what you're doing." I'm like, "Well, except being poor, and you can."
Yeah, right. It's like, or the standard joke. There's a lot of musicians I know. Well, actually, they're professional drivers, right? They just drive for a living, and once a night they get off the road and play on a stage at a bar somewhere, and then they continue driving. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. When I was a little kid, I used to listen to people on the radio, and I said, that'd be a great job. You'd work for 3 hours and go home. You get there right after the news at 9:05, and you're done by noon, and, all done. That's it. And a lot of things are never what they appear to be.
And then they're like, by the way, you have to work on Christmas, and you have to be here at 5 a.m., please.
Are listening to Rick Horniak and Paul Amon. I'm losing count. I think we probably have time for one or two more. It's up to you guys.
Great.
I'll let you guys pick.
We can do two if you'd like us.
Sure.
To.
I mean, it's we need to end in about 8 minutes or so. So I'll.
What do you think? Foolish Love or So Many Times Before? I think we should just do one more. So we
yeah, that may be
too close. So many times before.
So many times. I like it. Okay. It was Rick's wife made the request.
And this was influenced by the Beautiful Women of the Southwest, which she is originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico. So.
Ah. Thank you for being here today, by the way.
Thank you so much for having us. We're having a great time. And thank you to Phil Leach for helping line this up for us. We really appreciate it, Phil.
It's nice to know, too, we're non-commercial radio, but be aware that an independent music store is in Mercer, known as Phil's Music Shed.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware that it exists. Lessons are given. It all has to be in the passive voice, and it's okay. Lessons are given. A store is present. A nice guy is sitting here to my right.
You good?
Yeah, it's not registering, but I think I'm cool.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So many times before.
Two, three, four.
got desert eyes like a long December moon. She's hypnotized me with a place we'll get to soon. She used to laugh all the time, all the places that she left behind. But she smiles with her eyes, and she's got me so hypnotized. Can I see you tonight? Need to feel like I'm alright. Hold me close one more time. Take a chance tonight. One more time. I watched her dance, tiptoe across the floor. It's just circumstance that she's been here before. And all her friends have come and gone. She bows her head and she's moving on. She's not fond of anyone. She lives and dies with the sun. Can I see you tonight? Need to feel like I'm alright. Hold me close one more time. Take a chance tonight. One more time. I watched her dance across the floor. She puts me in a trance like so many times before. She rides the sun out to Santa Fe. She never thought it would end this way. She doesn't smile for anyone. She lives her life out there with the sun. Can I see you tonight? Need to feel like I'm alright. Hold me close one more time. Take a chance tonight. One more time. One more time.
Thank you to Rick Horniak, Paul Lamond. Look for them. First of all, look for the CD Marigold, available on CD Baby, as well as at Amazon and at rickhorniak.com. And look for them tonight in industry at Luann's. Is it Luann's? I got
Luann's
it.
Luann's on Route 16. Luann's. And we also want to mention, just for future reference, we'll be at the Thunderbird Cafe in October.
Oh, awesome.
So we'll be back.
Excellent. Maybe... shoot, that's only a couple months, but maybe we can have you pop in to say hello. Thank you for being here with us today. Sam Suter, great job on the mix today. And thanks to our two youth musicians, great diversity during our youth music, our youth expression showcase today. The operatic 11-year-old Sarah Krastman performing some selections from Broadway musicals. Also Dennis Miller, 15, from Beachview, doing original songs accompanying himself on guitar. Thanks too to Stephen Kubitz for his pirate baseball features, and to our interns from the Heinz Endowments for some great youth documentaries. Animal Friends, Jolene Miklas stopped by to talk about Bark in the Park, taking place tomorrow. Also Angela Seals and Pittsburgh's Mini Maker Fair. You can participate. The deadline is September 20th, and the fair is held on October 23rd. PGH Maker Fair, with an E at the end of fair, F-A-I-R-E, is how you can get more information on that. And a great performance from Heidi Jacobs earlier this morning, playing original songs on acoustic guitar along with Steve Bodner, as we talked about the Farm Aid Family Farm Disaster Relief Benefit. Why did I just mention all of those things? Well, I hope you'll tune in earlier next week if you didn't this week. A great mix of acoustic music and family fun Saturday mornings. And you can find out more about the Saturday Light Brigade by stopping by our website at slbradio.org. We tried our best to acknowledge everybody's requests today, as well as input, whether it be by phone or email or Facebook, all the other ways that we keep in touch. If we missed your name or your request, we apologize. And if it's your style to listen without calling or actively participating in that way, that's just fine. Insert your name right here. We'll wait. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade. Join us again a week from today for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Independent Public Radio.